At this time, we have permits, projects over $500,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson?
Yes, sir, Mr. Commissioner and associate members. These are those projects, as you said, over $500,000 in project value. They've been subjected to our standard public interest review. We don't have any objections. And staff
has
recommended approval.
All right. But Mr. Watkins, before we go any further, do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Please proceed.
All right. The first item on our page two, a list of five, is our Hold Company, LLC, request authorization to replace an existing 5-foot-wide by 70-foot-long pending pier and replace existing floating piers consisting of 60 wet slips at Rivers Rest Marina. That's at 9100 Wilcox Neck Road along the Chickahominy River in Charles City County. In this case, staff recommends approval with an encroachment royalty in the amount of $200 for the encroachment of the tending pier over 200 square feet of Sodexo's bottom at a rate of $1 per square foot. Item 2B, Joint Base Langley-Eustis, request authorization to construct approximately 590 linear feet steel sheet pile bulkhead, no more than 2 feet downward of an existing failing bulkhead, and replace existing finger pier piles as necessary at the third port facility on Fort Eustis adjacent to Skiff's Creek in the city of Newport News. Item 2C, Army Corps of Engineers, requesting authorization to place approximately 110,000 cubic yards of sandy dredge material per dredge cycle from the maintenance dredging of the Chincoteague Inlet Federal Navigation Channel within the previously used overboard placement site located in the Atlantic Ocean southwest of Chincoteague Inlet in Accomack County. The placement site is centered at 37 degrees 50.6514 minutes north latitude and 75 degrees 27.058 minutes west longitude. Item 2D, Huntington Ingalls Incorporated, Newport News Shipbuilding, request authorization to add a 336-foot by 84-foot open pile mooring standoff platform and a new mooring dolphin system to Pier 3 at Newport News Shipbuilding along the James River in the city of Newport News. And lastly, item 2E, City of Hampton, request authorization to construct 261 linear feet of replacement bulkhead, 230 linear feet of 10-foot wide wharf, and 70 linear feet of 4-foot wide wharf at the end of South King Street along the Hampton River in the city of Hampton. We'll be happy to try and answer any questions that you might have.
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Watkinson on any of the items?
Commissioner, I have a question in
Tankard. Mr. Tankard, proceed, please.
Mr. Watkinson, can you elaborate on why we're not taking the sand from the inlet there at Chincoteague and putting it on logs? It seems as though we had just done some beach renourishment there. They may need some more.
Yes, Mr. Tanker, this has been the subject of much discussion and much debate. We've asked the Corps to consider that along with Wallops providing the area for the sand placement. But at this time, the dredge that is used by the Corps is a small hopper dredge that doesn't have the capability of pumping to the beach. And so their equipment that would normally do this dredging could not accomplish that. In addition, when they dredge, they don't always do the 110,000 cubic yards. It's oftentimes just small amounts at various shovels that might appear in the inlet. And if they were to, the Corps were to, in this case, get a larger dredge in there, they could pump ashore. The cost of the project would go up millions of dollars at this time. So at this point, it's just not feasible. But I would like to say that I would hope the Corps and Wallops can, at some point in the future, maybe utilize that material if the logistics and the machinery and equipment could be available to do that.
Thank you, Mr. Watkins. It does seem a bit, in a way, for a layman like me, a bit of a waste of a resource in a way.
Mr. Tankard, to that point, and you're not just a layman, this drew the attention of myself and also the Secretary of the Secretary of Natural Resources, Strickler. We formulated a conference call with the Corps to discuss this matter to ensure that all avenues were pursued in an effort to achieve what you are describing, and even the Secretary has made it known, as Mr. Watkinson had alluded to, that we have the distinct desire to not waste this sand and put it to beneficial use on Wallop. So, in all due respect, sir, you may be considering yourself a layman, but your opinion and your concern is not an isolated one. So that's a good catch. Any further questions on these items? This is a public hearing. Does anyone in the public wish to be heard on any of these matters, for or against?
Please tell them to type it into the chat box if they do.
And if you do, please write into the chat box so the host can identify you.
Nope.
There being none, the matter's before the commission.
I, Ed Tankard, move to approve page 2 items.
Thank you, Mr. Tankard. Is there a second?
Second, James Minor.
Thank you, Mr. Minor. Further discussion? Mr. France?
Try him again.
Mr. France?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin? Mr. Zedrin? Thank you. Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Minor?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Again.
Aye.
Thank you. Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.